Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Market analysis time now. Over the weekend on PBS's Market to Market show, Jeff French talked about how a 10-day-old WASDE report played out in the markets last week.
The report, in my opinion, it almost opened up more questions than answers. You know, we got that report after the government was shut down for 40 days. I mean, they came back to work for 2 days and were supposed to, you know, organize all this information and get it in. So it felt a little rushed to me. And, you know, in my opinion, from just talking with my clients and traveling the Midwest, you know, that corn yield seems awfully high. Most of the guys that I talk with are worse than last year. Very few are better than last year on their corn yields. Now, we do have to deal with the 98 million acres of planted corn. I mean, that's a lot of corn acres in the ground. But I think the report, it weighed on the market, but also seasonally going into late November, into Thanksgiving. You know, the saying goes that bears get Thanksgiving. You know, regarding the Chinese sales, you know, yes, good to see. We had this big run-up for the last month since middle of October. Put $1.30 a contract on the beans. But then we started to get the Chinese announcements, and they were kind of trickled out. You know, it's classic buy the rumor, sell the fact. Now, we've backed off here about 40 cents off the highs. You know, today's close here on Thursday, right at around 1122 in January. 1120 is that 20-day moving average. We have not closed below the 20-day moving average since the rally began in October, mid-October. So technically, we're kind of setting up in a range that we should find some support. You know, I'd think it'd be interesting if the Chinese, if they want to fulfill their 12 million metric tons, here in the next couple of days, they should be buying this dip. It was rumored that China was buying wheat, and today we actually got confirmation that they bought a couple cargoes of white U.S. wheat. But also, you know, news out of Argentina. I mean, Argentina right now has very cheap wheat on the world market. It's actually cheaper than U.S. corn currently right now. China, or also the Soviet Union, Russia out this week with up in their total wheat acres. They're up, or excuse me, their production up 88 million metric tons. So the Black Sea region will continue to, you know, control the world wheat prices. And also, you know, U.S. wheat prices got up in that 3 to 4 month high and kind of just ran out of ammo to continue higher. The next report will be December 9th, Tuesday. Historically, December report, they don't change anything from the November report because then they're ramping up for the final production report in January. But I think this year, the December report will have some changes. I think now you're going to have more surveys. The USDA is going to be back to work. So I think that report will be highly anticipated. If you look historically from November to the final report, you know, what are some of the biggest cuts in corn? You know, you go from 186 down to 182. That would be historically very large, a 4-bushel break. But, you know, this is not a normal year with a shutdown. So I would anticipate that the yield's coming lower, but we'll just have to see what happens. Last year was 179. And, you know, from who I talked to, I mean, most producers did not have as good a corn as last year. Again, though, we do have more acres that were planted. The nature of the futures market, they build that information in very quickly. And we, you know, we rallied this market in about 5 weeks, $1.30 off the lows. So they put in that bullish information. But if you break down the numbers, confirmed purchases, they have purchased 1.6 million metric tons. Each million metric ton is 37 million bushels. So they got on the books right now, confirmed 60 million bushels of beans purchased. The agreement, 12 million metric tons, is right around 440 million bushels. So if they are going to fulfill their agreement, the trade deal with the United States, they got a lot more buying to do. And you know, they throw away around that December that has to be completed. Well, that's historically. I mean, typically we sell all our beans through December, and then they transfer down to Brazilian crop coming on board. But, you know, with the trade deal, I mean, they could keep buying right after December with the U.S. beans as well. South American weather will drive the bean prices. Not quite yet, but you get into that January, February time period where the beans are filling pods down there, absolutely that can drive the market. I mean, Brazil alone is expected to plant 120 million acres of beans. So they are ramping up to plant a lot of beans. The Black Swan event, obviously, that's something that we always have to take into effect. But, you know, it looks like, at least from the charts right now, that the Bears will have Thanksgiving. Let's see if the Bulls can get Christmas.
Somehow, the folklore often rings true. Jeff French on PBS's Market to Market over the weekend. This is Inside Agriculture, where we now check the weather forecast for Thanksgiving week.